marched into the Plaza de Armas, formed a ragged line, and stood at weary attention as a shot-torn American flag rose over the ancient capital of the Aztecs. Civilians looked on in disappointed wonder. Were these tattered gringos the men who had vanquished the splendid hosts of Santa Ana? Martial music suddenly blared from a street entering the plaza. Jaunty dragoons with drawn sabers cantered into the square, escorting a magnificent bay charger ridden by a tall general resplendent in full dress uniform with gold epaulettes and white-plumed chapeau. The Mexicans broke into involuntary applause. If they must endure the humiliation of conquest, they preferred their conquerors to look the part. As the band played Yankee Doodle and Hail to the Chief, General Winfield Scott dismounted and accepted formal surrender of the city. Cross-belted U.S. Marines soon patrolled the halls of Montezuma, while at nearby Guadalupe Hidalgo, the American envoy, Nicholas Trist, negotiated a treaty that enlarged the territory of the United States by nearly one quarter and reduced that of Mexico by half. During the 16 pre-